440S PS 50 instruction manuals, tape number 2, side number 2, on for W9KRQ by K7POF. Number 22, tuning dial, VFO. Rotate the knob to select the desired frequency. Fast tuning rate is possible by rotating the knob rapidly. This control may also be used to select the desired memory channel. The dial drag is adjustable by holding the outside knob and turning the inside knob clockwise to increase drag and counterclockwise to decrease drag. Number 23, program keys, memory to VFO. Used to recall a frequency from memory to the VFO. Scan. Pressed during VFO operation will initiate program scan, and pressing during memory operation will initiate memory scan. Pressing during scan operation will cause the scan speed to toggle between two speeds, fast and slow. Clear. Used to cancel memory storage operations or to cancel an entry during direct keyboard entry of frequency using the enter key. VFO/memory. Used to switch between memory or VFO operations. MN. Used to enter data into a memory channel. ENT, or enter. Used to directly enter a frequency from the numeric keypad. 24. Phone jack. Output terminal for headphones. 25. Mic jack. Connector for a microphone. I'll give you the pinout on that also. Looking at it from the front of the connector, the center pin is number 8. The number 1 pin is at 11 o'clock with the indexer being at 12 o'clock. Number 1 pin is microphone. Number 2 pin is about 10:30 or 10 o'clock. That's standby. 8:30 is number 3. That's a down. 6 o'clock is number 4. That's up. 4 o'clock is number 5. That's 8 volts at approximately 10 mils. 3 o'clock is number 6. No connection. And about 1 o'clock is number 7, and that's ground or for the microphone. That's a front view. Number 26, AT, tune switch. When this switch is turned on with the auto through switch placed in the auto position, the automatic tuner will be engaged and the tuner will try to match the antenna. Number 27, auto through switch. The auto antenna tuner is used in transmit through. The auto antenna tuner is not used in transmit. Number 28, standby switch. This switch is used when you want to manually control transmit or receive. Send places the radio into transmit. Receive places the radio into receive. Standby switch is also used to clear an entry during direct entry of VFO frequencies or when entering a memory channel. Number 29, ALC power SWR meter switch. ALC meter, used to monitor the drive level in USB, LSB, AFSK modes. Power meter, used to indicate the output power. Note that this meter is a peak reading meter, not an average reading meter. SWR meter, used to indicate the standing wave ratio of an antenna and feed line connected to the antenna connector when the auto through switch is in the through position. 30. ATT, attenuator switch. The incoming receive signal level is attenuated by approximately 20 decibels when this switch is activated. When the incoming receive signal is very strong, 20 dB over S9, the signal should be attenuated to prevent distortion of the signal, thereby stabilizing receiver performance. This is easily done by activating the ATT switch. This control is also useful when a strong signal is near your desired signal, while some loss will occur to the desired signal as well as the undesired signal. The UC attenuator will sometimes allow you to complete the QSO. Number 31, NB, noise blanker switch. When pulsating noise, such as caused by automotive ignitions, is encountered, place the NB switch on. This will provide approximately 40 dBs of attenuation to this interfering signal. If there is no noise present, the switch should be in the off position. This switch will not help to eliminate atmospheric or line noises, only pulse-type noises. Number 32, voice switch. When the optional VS1 voice synthesizer unit is installed, the operating frequency will announce whenever the voice switch is depressed. For a dial frequency of 14.200.0, the frequency will be announced as 14.2000. Please refer to page 28 for installation instructions concerning the VS1 synthesizer. 3-1-2, rear panel. I'll read these in a similar fashion, then I'll go through and read the numbers and what they apply to. Looking at the radio from the rear, on the left-hand side, far left-hand side, the uppermost jack is number 14, the remote jack. Directly below it is accessory 2 jack, number 13. Below that and just slightly to the left is a wing nut, and that is number 12, the ground terminal. Back to the top of the radio again, there's an RCA jack. At the very top, that number 2, that is the AFSK input. Directly below that, number 3 is the AFSK output. Directly below that is number 1, accessory number 3. Below that and just slightly to the left is a standard SO239 antenna jack. To the right-hand side of the radio on the rear, with the heatsink being in the middle, there's a row of three controls that'll have to be accessed with a kind of a screwdriver. The left control of that bunch is number 4, the anti-vox. The middle one is number 5, the delay. The right one is number 6, the vox gain control. Directly under those and centered is accessory number 1, which is described under number 7. Under accessory 1 and slightly to the left is number 10, the key jack. To the right of that is a mini phone jack for external speaker, and that's number 8. Directly below those and kind of centered is the DC power supply jack for the DC power cord, and that's number 9. Number 1, ACC, accessory 3 terminal, spare RCA type terminal, no internal connections have been made. Number 2, AFSK input terminal, AFSK input terminal. Number 3, AFSK out terminal, constant level AF audio output terminal for AFSK operation. Number 4, anti-vox control. Vox operations are sometimes difficult with high speaker volume and control settings. Anti-vox control is used to reduce the tendency of the vox to activate from inputs from the speaker. The anti-vox control is not active when inner headphones are connected for obvious reasons. Number 5, delay control. This control adjusts the hang time if the radio will remain keyed after voice input is stopped. Number 6, vox gain control. This control adjusts the sensitivity of the vox amplifier. Adjust this control for your personal preference. Number 7, accessory 1 jack. This jack is designed for connection of the 6-pin DIN connector supplied with the optional interface unit. Number 8, external speaker jack. This jack is for connection of an external speaker. Number 9, DC power connector. This is used to connect the DC power supply. Number 10, KeyJack. Use shielded line. Connect a 1/4-inch phone plug to this jack for CW operation. Open terminal voltage is approximately 5.5 volts DC. Number 11, antenna ANT connector. This is a UHF connector. Should be attached to a suitable antenna for transmitting and receiving. The antenna cable should be 50 ohm coax terminated with a PL259 connector. Number 12, ground GND terminal. To prevent electric shock as well as RFI and BCI, connect the transceiver to a good earth ground. Number 13, ACC number 2 jack. Terminal numbers and their applications are as followed. Viewed from the rear panel with the indexer at the top. It's a 13-pin DIN plug or jack. The top row, right-hand side, number 1, counting to the left, 2, 3, 4. Second row, right-hand side, 5, 6, 7, 8, counting to the left. Third row, 9, 10, 11, 12, counting to the left. And in the middle, on the bottom row, almost directly, or directly 180 degrees from the indexer is number 13. Pin number 1, pin name, no connection. Pin number 2, no connection. Pin 3, data output. Output level is fixed regardless of the AF control setting. Output voltage, 300 millivolts or more at maximum receiving input with 4.7 thousand ohm load. Pin number 4, ground. Grounding, the shield wire of the audio output terminal is connected here. Pin number 5, 6, and 7, no connection. Pin number 8, ground, grounding. Pin number 9, mic mute. Signal input from the microphone jack is muted. Grounding mutes signal. Pin number 10, no connection. Pin number 11, data input. Input data for input terminal for data communication. In SSB, mic gain can be controlled by the mic control. Input voltage, 500 millivolts or less. SSB, voltage starts deflecting ALC. FM, voltage providing plus or minus 3 kHz modulation ratio. Pin number 12, ground. Grounding, the shielded wire of audio input is connected here. 13, standby. Standby terminal. Grounding transmits. Remote connector, number 14. Note, when the control relay is used, refer to section 5-8-10. This is a 7-pin DIN plug, counting clockwise at 12 o'clock. That's the indexer, and it's also the ground. Next one is 6. Next one's 1. That 6 is the ALC input. The next one is 1, speaker output. At approximately 4:30 is number 4, which is transmit closed. At 6 o'clock is number 2. That is the relay center contact. At 7:30 is number 5, and that's the receiver closed contact. 9 o'clock is from the standby switch. That's a push-to-talk circuit for foot switch. And at 10:30 is plus 12 volts on transmit at a maximum of about 10 milliamps. 3-1-3, top cover. Underneath the top cover, there's a switch that has three positions. When you're in CW, the left-hand position is off, center position is semi, right-hand position is full. That's break-in. On voice, left-hand position is off, and the center right-hand position is on. That's the vox and break-in switch. Vox-operated switch operation is possible in LSB, USB, FM, or AFSK modes. To activate the Vox circuit, replace the Vox switch on. This circuit is also used to select either full or semi-automatic break-in on CW. 3-2-1, initial setting. Preset the controls as shown in an accompanying illustration. End of tape 2, side 2. Proceed to tape number 3, TS440, PS50, for W9KRQ by Casey.